have reached the end of February. Tomorrow is the 1st of March, and we'll have to find out if it comes in like a lamb or a lion, as you know, and I'm sure Big Fatty will talk about that. I think he does every year. Anyway, I should have podcasted earlier this week, but I just didn't, and now I'm podcasting.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And we'll have to find out if Big Fatty will come in like a lamb or a lion.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3148 of the BFO for Monday, the 2th of March, 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my weekend, and believe it or not, we still got so-so questions. Big Fatty, will it ever end? Rockers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're rockers today. Big Fatty, is that because we're old and we're sitting in the rocking chair? No. Is it because we've got the long hair and we're playing the music too loud? No. Y'all, you're rockers today because, y'all, it is the month. It is the month of sham rockers. Big Fatty, is that like fake news? No. No! Dear Gussie, y'all, did you get your surprise? Big Fatty! Big Fatty surprised even Moose P. Cause you know he likes to try to listen early. Big Fatty, thank God he does. He's taking care of a lot of fuck ups. Well, not all of them, but yes, he has. But y'all, there was a Saturday little show, and y'all, all I did was go over some so-so questions, and y'all, I still got so-so questions coming out of my Big Fatty. We don't need to hear. By the way, Big Fatty, did you hear that if you stick a Steve the Tater up your butt, that you can get rid of your hemorrhoids? No, I did not hear that, but no, Steve the Tater's not going in my Big Fatty vulgar. But anyway, what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. But y'all, I did not recount any of my weekends, so I'll do that now. Y'all, after I recorded the Thursday little show, y'all, I went out and got the mail out of the mailbox here at the villa. And no, maybe this is a right. Yeah. Y'all, my passport had come back because evidently it was returned for insufficient postage. Big Fatty, you cheap ass. Y'all, evidently I had selected that I was mailing in an envelope, a large envelope, and y'all, it was kind of a cardboard envelope, and they consider that a flat. And additional postage was required. So, y'all, I had a lot of old stamps that, you know, like a 27-cent stamp and a 28-cent stamp and some 3 cents. Y'all, I came up with the $2.90. Big Fatty, I say it again, you're cheap as shit. It's true. Y'all, also, I took that back to the post office, so it's back in the mail. We'll see if it's returned again. Big Fatty, only a matter of time. Y'all also on fall right. By the way, I've gotten my nipple walks every day this weekend. Gotten my 11,000 steps, so I'm real proud of that. Now we're gonna be expecting some participation later this week, so it may be a little too moist for me to do that. But y'all, one of the other things that I did, you know, I told y'all about the calls where they were giving you the $15 in calls cash. Well, that's over. That ended on March the 1st. But y'all, you can still get 30% off if you use your Kohl's card. Just use the code CASH30. So y'all, I got 30% plus. Plus, I got, what else did I get? Big Fatty, we don't know. What did I order? Y'all, they were having a big sale on, so y'all, I went, and y'all, I just went ahead and I got me a new pair of walking shoes. Big Fatty, you just got some. Well, these are a gray color, y'all, I just, while they were on sale and 30% off, and I was getting $15 in Kohl's cash, I just went ahead and ordered me another pair. And y'all, then I found me a new, y'all, I'm tired, excuse me, I'm tired of the current Vera Wang, that sounds vulgar, bedspread. Oh, it's not really a bedspread, it's a comforter set. I'm just tired of it, and it's heavy, it's just real heavy. And y'all, so I was looking for something else that just looked, I like the look of it, but y'all, I found something that it looks like it's fitted when you put it on the bed. It looks like a wrapped present. A wrapped present. Just what people want to see when they come into the love chamber. Yes, indeed. It was on sale also, plus the 30% off, plus the Kohl's cash. And y'all, that put me just over $100. I ordered them, and you know, I got free shipping because I spent at least $75 or something like that, or maybe it was $50. But those are coming this week, so I'm looking forward to that. And I was real happy with that. Y'all, I got my homeowner's insurance notice, and y'all, you know, I get confused about this every year, and I had to call my local independent insurance agent. And y'all, I encourage all of you to do that. Y'all, Moose P, he finally, y'all, he's been bitching for years about how much his car insurance is, and y'all, he went online, and y'all, his car insurance was cut in half. Cause he got a different quote. You know, it's good to bid it out again. And he got a reduced rate on his, homeowner's insurance as well. And, but my homeowner's insurance is $1,347. And y'all, I couldn't remember if I needed to pay this or if this was sent to the bank, to the credit union where my mortgage is, and they pay it. And so y'all, I call my agent, and it's been sent to the mortgage to the credit union, so I don't have to lay that out. after work on Friday, y'all, there was a knock at the door. Y'all, it was young Nicholas. He had come by to check on the elderly. And so he came in, and y'all, I think he's doing okay today. Monday is I guess it's a wake, or you swear, you know, friends come by and pay their respects. And he's axed me and Durwood and Granny to come by and see him at the funeral home. So we're going to do that this afternoon. And then the service and burial are on Tuesday. And we're just going to let the family and close friends of the family go with that. But anyway, he had worked on Friday and was in pretty good spirits. Y'all, I caught up. I finally caught up on the Million Little Things show on the TV machine. Y'all, it is such a good show. Such a good show. If you're not watching it, shame on you. And anyway, then Saturday, y'all, I got up and I did my nipple walk, except instead of going up to the big circle, I went the other direction and walked down to my voter polling place. And y'all, so I went and I voted. I went and I voted. Y'all, there was a short line. I guess I probably waited in line about 10 minutes. But y'all, they had a large bank of voting machines and check-in. They probably had five or six different people checking you in and all. And y'all, all they did was scan the back of my license plate, not my license plate, my driver's license. And y'all, that was it. I didn't have to have my voter registration card or anything. All that information just popped right up on the computer. And y'all, then all you did was vote for one person, and I'm not going to tell you who I voted for, but anyway, and y'all, they gave you a paper ballot printout, and then you took that over, and that's when it was tabulated, is when you put the paper ballot printout in this other machine. And y'all, it was very simple, and I'm real glad that I did that. Yes, McCready. Y'all, then Saturday evening, oh no, Saturday afternoon, y'all, I fired up the grill. Fired up the grill, cooked me some of those boneless poke ribs, and had that for my early supper. And then right before I went out, y'all had me a very nutritious tray of tater tots. Biff, Fanny, you fat ass. Anyway, and then went out to the Dudley Do-Rights. Everybody was there, y'all including young Ryan. We haven't seen young Ryan in a while. Y'all, he's gotten a new job. And y'all, it's at one of the fancy smancy retirement homes. Oh, Big Fatty, is he working directly with Granny now? No. I take that back. Everybody was not out. John and Big Dick did not come out last night. So anyway, but y'all, I had a couple of cocktails, and y'all, then I left them down there. You know, I had enough. And y'all, we were sitting outside, and it was just a little chilly on the back of my neck, and I did not want and you know, y'all, there was some people drinking that Corona beer, and y'all, I didn't want to get that virus from them. And by the way, I heard the only cure of the Corona disease is the Lyme disease. Beef, Fatty, you're just silly. Sunday, got up, y'all slept really, really well on Saturday night, and got up Sunday and had my Corfri and my Brufkus, and did my nipple walk, and got my Sure and Big Fatty, and cleared your colon, and anything else? Did you clip your toenails? Y'all, speaking of that, you know when R.C. Martinez asked me about what I did with the toenail clippings, y'all, I can't help but think that call probably should have gone to old Crooked Hat, because you know he has issues with his toenails. Fatty, we don't need to hear about it. And y'all, that pretty much was my... Oh, and I recorded that Saturday little show. And y'all, that pretty much was my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty!
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is Digga. And Digga is back. he is back with a reprisal of his totally original, never heard before, and totally uninspired so-so question, bumper. And Digger, thank you so much for giving half a shit about it. Y'all, you know, I told you that I had gotten a so-so question from Miss Kathy Marshall, and I'd lost it. And so Kathy Marshall resent it to me, and it says, well, that's how it is with the old people. You got to say everything twice. And y'all, it's more true than it is not. And y'all, by the way, she sent me the artwork that she keeps working for Simon and Schuster. She's going to be putting out a book of so-so questions, and y'all, she's already got the manual version of it, and it may be being reproduced in her own handwriting. I don't know, but it says, "Dear McFatty, I've been so busy yawning that I've neglected to send in any so-so questions, but now that you have shamed me twice on the little show, I'll have to stir from my February lassitude and axe. Are you superstitious about anything? Example, do you have any lucky underpants?" Oh, I forgot. No underpants. How about lucky socks then? I used to have lucky underpants, but then I sharted. I sharted in them. I figured after that they weren't so lucky anymore, and I disposed of them. Maybe they weren't lucky in the first place. You'd figure if they were lucky, I wouldn't have sharted. Well, of course, like that Peter G., I'm ineligible for the utterly unimpressive cash prize. Nonetheless, all of our questions are recorded in the big green ledger of so-so questions. See figure one. I hope Peter G.'s dishwasher doesn't catch fire. I'm worried about him leaving the house with the high heat dry cycle running. Love. Kathy in the San Francisco. By the way, y'all, I've received a voice letter from a lurker in the San Francisco with a so-so question. I don't know I'll get to it today, but y'all, that'll be included soon. But first of all, Kathy, thank you so much for resending the e-letter, and this absolutely is a so-so question. You are correct. Maybe it wasn't lucky underpants, but I was lucky I was wearing underpants. And y'all, I'll get into that when we get around to Shark Week later. But no, I don't have any lucky underpants. But Big Fatty, you've had to throw away several pairs of underpants. Well, Miss Kitty was assisting me. Big Fatty Vulcan. And I don't really have lucky socks. I do have Nasty Pig socks. And y'all, young Nicholas, when he stopped by, y'all, he was showing me his new socks. He got a three-pack. A three pack of socks, and they've got a slogan stitched on the front of them. They're from the Fort Trough, and y'all, I'm just embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to say what was on it, and we're out of time now. I'll give you an idea. It's like, you know, March is lucky. And it's like, lucky me. I think we all got it. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. I hope you remember to say rabbit, rabbit on Sunday. Yes, Big Fatty. And so there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer talking about whether March comes in like a lion or a lamb. Y'all, it came in like a lamb here in Charleston. And Archer, anything else we need to worry about coming in, like different animals?
And we'll have to find out if Big Fatty comes in like a lamb or a lion.
Big Fatty, from your scent this weekend, I would guess a gassy elephant.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.